People, welcome to the second hour of Love Babs Love Talk. I'm Babs Rose Ivy, and guess who's hanging out with me this morning? Hey, Andrew.
Morning, Babs. How are you?
It's so nice to see you. So yesterday, I ran into Andrew over at the Long Wharf Theater Ungala pickup party, and we got to talking about what they're about to do on kickoff on Saturday for COVID vaccination. And when he was telling me, I was like, we do this every day for a week. So I said, well, you need to come and talk to me this morning if you can. And here he is. They're doing a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Saturday, June 12th through Thursday, June 17th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily at Edgewood Park in New Haven at the corner of Edgewood Avenue and Elagrasa Boulevard near the Ranger Station. There's no cost. And no appointment needed. You just need to show up. And not only do you just show up, but there'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be entertainment, there'll be all kinds of things. Like it's like a COVID-19 vaccination festival.
Right. We decided very, very deliberately. Let's make it fun. Let's make it engaging. We want to draw people. The Yale New Haven Health System.
That's what I was going to say, Yale New Haven Health System, which you are, you're the program coordinator.
Right. So I work in community and government relations for the health system. I'm out and about and I represent the organization all throughout New Haven and the work we do. And this is a project that in a series of projects I've been really excited to work on. I mean, COVID changed everything for everybody. We know that. And so I've been working on VAX clinics for the last number of months now. It's been really interesting and really engaging. And for me, it's been really important to be able to engage people, especially those who might not necessarily be connected to the healthcare system in a meaningful way or have a personal connection or interest in being connected to healthcare. And so setting this event up is really a way to try to, in a non-traditional way, entice people to at least be open to the vaccine and talk to us.
Yeah. Oh, so people, if they're nervous or skittish or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of urban legend out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there, particularly in Black and brown communities that have a history of being very quite fearful of medical interventions of this sort, right?
Yes.
And you understand the history behind that and trying to combat some of that with, listen, come talk to us.
Right. It's really easy for me to say, hey, everyone should get the vaccine. At the end of the day, I'm a middle-aged white guy. And my experience is different than yours, Babs, right? And everybody else's. But the vaccine is safe and it's saving lives. There's about 60% of the residents in the city of New Haven who are eligible to be vaccinated, have been vaccinated, which is a really high number. We, as far as the urban centers in the state, we're one of the best, I think. And still ways to go. In order to reach that community immunity, you really need to get to that sweet spot of roughly 80% of the population that has antibodies. And the best way to get antibodies is by getting the shot. The other way to get antibodies is by actually getting sick and living through it. And that's not a gamble we recommend anybody take, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, right? No, as a medical professional, you don't advise that.
Right. And I should say, I'm not a doctor. I talk for a living. I work around doctors. I'm not a doctor, but this is something that's obviously near and dear to me, very passionate about not earning customers at the hospital. Mm-hmm. We love you all. We don't want to earn your business. It's just not how we want to see you.
I like the way you put that.
Thank you.
That was really well said. So why Edgewood Park? What is it about? Is there some specific reasoning for that particular place? Is it just because it's big and it's accessible and everybody knows it, or is it does it straddle some neighborhoods that you're seeing some concern about? Like what made you choose Edgewood Park?
Babs, I'm going to have to ask my boss to put you on the payroll because you're using all my talking points. At this point, I'm just going to hammer on. Right. So think about open spaces in the city that are near where people live. Edgewood Park, in that area specifically, it's big and it's flat and it's open. And it, you know, that area, anytime you go by it, bike by it, ride by it, drive by it, it's full of people. So let's go where people are. It straddles half the city, roughly. You know, you've got access to Beaver Hills, Dwight, Edgewood, West River, Westville. I mean, people are there. It's easy to get to. It's easy to park there. It's easy to take the bus there. Cycle track isn't there yet, but there's bike lanes there. It's really accessible. And it's a fun place to hang out too. It's a great park.
It is a great park. It is a great park. And so you're going to do this over a week. Like, you're going to be there every day from 10 to 5. Like, that's a job, right? Like, you're going to be there every day. And I think the first day people will be nervous, but if they see because I run a newspaper too, I understand it's consistency that draws people. Like, they're just here on Monday. But if you're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, by Thursday, people are like, okay, this is real. This is real. Right.
They're going to look at this and say, like, are you guys gone yet? We want our spot, or we want our placecape back. Right. Consistency is key in anything, or, you know, in the newspaper business. And I'm formerly employed in newspapers 20 something years ago. But you keep a message out there. No one at this point hasn't heard that the vaccine is going to save lives. But we want to make sure at this point it's access, right? Babs,
right
there. For people, we were at the Floyd Little Field House for the last 5.5 months, which was really important to be, again, near where people live. And it's an intersection, right? You need to be near where people live and have enough space to do this work. And we're trying to do it on a big scale. One of the things that's really reassuring, we've seen Yale New Haven, but also every provider across the country, seen a huge drop off and the number of people who have been accepting the vaccine. However, we were just looking at the numbers and we have more appointments for this Saturday. People don't need to book appointments. You can just walk up to any vax clinic and go get a shot. We have about 200 people have already booked appointments.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And
yes.
They knew we were giving away hamburgers.
I've been fully vaccinated, but I'm gonna come get a burger.
Come hang out. Yeah. Anyone who gets vaccinated, we're having a cookout. All six of the days. If you get your vaccine, you'll get a meal. We've got DJ Platinum, famous from YBC. He's gonna be
that in itself right there is pretty cool.
I have not met him yet. I can't wait to meet him tomorrow in person. He's been a joy to work with.
DJs are their own universe. Like,
right.
DJs are their own rock stars, right? They are just, you got a good DJ that can make it happen, that will draw the people in and keep people there. Oh, that's golden. Priceless.
Right. You know, I hope people just come and hang and listen to music. It'll be great. And you know what? I know it's kind of a mundane topic. Oh, the hospital is going to be there with a trailer giving out vaccines. Sure, that's not the kind of thing people want to spend their Saturday or Sunday doing, but at least they've got music in the background if they're there to have their cook out or be at the splash pad. I don't think the splash pad's open.
No, they are.
Well,
they
it's are. There. And they just repainted it too. It looks amazing.
Oh, I haven't seen it because I don't have little kids like that anymore. So
I'm in Edgewood Park probably 5 days a week. Just I jog there because I live
Right
by the park. Yeah.
So you live in New Haven.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, I love our city. I expatriated from the suburbs almost 20 years ago. I came to New Haven. I've been working for the health system now for about actually just over a decade and 10 years.
Okay. Okay.
And right. I love what we do. I love to live in the city where I work. I also hate commuting. So it's great to have a place close by. I'm passionate about the work I do and I love where I work and the people I work with. I'm really excited that we've got a great team that's going to be out there in order to help support our community.
I mean, this is no small undertaking to coordinate this. Like, this is a big deal.
the Babs, the behind the scenes stuff, that the logistics that go into
setting up. Oh, I can imagine.
Because it's one thing, you know, it's a trailer and it needs electricity, right? But it's healthcare. So the regulatory stuff behind it alone, it's massive. And we couldn't do this without great partnerships with the city's health department, State of Connecticut Department of Public Health, who's the ones that brought FEMA trailers, into the state in the first place. We've been working really closely with Director Bond's department and Rick Fontana at the city. And they've made this move so easily for us. It's really been a blessing. That'd be a cool.
So now what vaccines can people get? I mean, will they all three be there or will it just be offering, one or the other?
So the big one to offer is Pfizer, because that's the one that's approved for 12 and over.
Okay.
Moderna has not yet been approved for under 16 yet. And we're also offering J&J because some people just prefer that one and done opportunity. So we'll have both.
Good. One and done is good. I think particularly with transient people, I don't think people realize with transient people and people who, you know, who might be homeless or whatever, who might want the vaccine, but, you know, are not able to like commit to coming back someplace in 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Yeah, you might not have your iPhone going off if you don't have access to power, right? To remind you, your calendar, to remind you, you know, 3 weeks later. So there's that, Babs, right? And it's just in general, some people don't want to be bothered with a second shot. And that's why J&J is a good opportunity for them.
But it's good that kids can now, under 12 and over? Is that what's the cutoff for kids? 12?
Yeah, 12 and over are eligible for the vaccine, specifically for Pfizer. Which is the other reason why we're offering Pfizer, because everybody who's able to get it should be able to have access to it. I did want to mention real quick, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So the second shot needed to have the most effectiveness for Pfizer is 3 weeks later, you should get the second shot. So we'll be back at Edgewood July 6th through the 11th for another 6 days. Also, same thing, food, music, your Platinum's coming back that week as well. So people can come back for their second shot. Like, hey, you know, once you get your first shot, by the time you walk out of that trailer, you're going to have an appointment card telling you this is, you know, your date and time.
And you're going to be back here. So it's not a hard thing. Like, now I got to figure out where I got to go to get the second shot.
From the get-go, I've been actually, one thing I've been really proud of, we've done from the get-go, going back to January. No one left any of our vaccine clinics without a follow-up appointment. You know, it's the right thing to do.
And yes. There
are people who left out in the wind. That happened to my parents. They live in Rhode Island. They got their first shot and they're like, now what? And so, you know, I had to walk the 70-somethings who don't use computers.
I was going to say, how much of that did you have to go and like handle?
Getting my 75-year-old, you know, former Marine father to give me his Medicaid number over the phone. He's like, what do you need that? You know, this is the stuff we do as kids, though, right? We got to support our parents. They got here,
right. Like, Dad, I'm just trying to listen. This is what I do, Dad.
Right. It's what I do. And also, you know, very selfishly, I wanted to hug my parents again.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to have Easter dinner with my mom and dad. And I got the result. I mean, that was important to me.
Oh,
thing, yeah, right.
That's like, good. And I think that's the kind of stuff that people, if people hear that, because, you know, at some point, summer's going to be over and we want to gather, right? People want to gather for 4th of July is coming up. And then, you know, all the outside barbecues, we know we've got graduations coming up. We got all these things at weddings and you want to be able to do that. And the safest way to do that is to get vaccinated in a timely manner so that you can go and enjoy family and friends and all the things of life.
We had a clinic on Tuesday, this past Tuesday at Beulah Heights Church on Orchard Street. And there was a young lady who came, she had her prom that evening, wanted to come get her shot, her first shot before prom, just is symbolically knowing that she's kicking off her summer by starting the vaccination process. It was powerful and it was really like a beautiful thing. You know, this And she wanted to be an example to her friends. Say, hey, you know what? Here's my Band-Aid. Here's my sticker. I got it. Everyone needs to do this. It was yes. really cool to see.
Oh, that is great. See, this, these kinds of things that will carry into the community and other people will go, okay, I feel like I can do this.
Right.
I feel like right. I can do this. So you're going to be at Edgewood Park from, let's see, when are you going to be there?
The 12th through the 17th of June. And then, oh, hey. Oh,
thank you, Harry.
Thanks, Harry. Yeah, the 12th through the 17th of June, and then returning the 6th, the 11th of July.
Okay.
On Edgewood Ave, just west of the Boulevard, where people hang out. You know, yeah. there's the playgrounds right there. It's between the playground and the ranger station, that big open grassy area. That's where we're going to be.
Yes. Just follow the music. Just follow the music right. and the smell of the grill. You'll find it.
There you go. Exactly.
You'll find it. So that's good that you're getting good interest already from the jump.
Yes. Yeah. It's huge. We've had, I guess call it minimal marketing. Although I know Juan Castillo very, very nicely has been talking about it on air.
I heard it. I listened to YBC in the late afternoon sometime, and I heard it.
Perfect. Yeah. It's great. We've had that. And then we've had the, you know, grassroots marketing. Honestly, I send out emails to, you know, the neighborhood management teams and other community contacts, and it's that little flyer has grown some legs, and it's gotten its way around. And we're just we're excited to just offer more opportunity for people to come and get the vaccine. Can I plug our call center line if
you
anyone
absolutely better.
Sure. Just if people have questions about the vaccine, about safety. We've been operating this number now since late March. It's 833-ASK-YNHH, and it's 833-275-9644. It is staffed by doctors, nurses, and paramedics, so trained medical professionals, people with actual credentials, unlike myself, who are very happy to talk about the vaccine safety. People want to make an appointment versus walking up, they can do it through that same number. They can also find more info at ynhh.org. That's the hospital's website. When you go there, you'll see in big red on the top of the screen, go here for COVID info. And people can make appointments, they can learn more. Content was all developed by physicians, medical professionals, epidemiologists, people who know their stuff, studied this, work on this.
And so, Andrew, when y'all were planning this, I mean, you know, at the start of it, like, when did y'all know that you had to get deep into the community? Because, you know, you've been other places doing this in this around the city. When did you know? Did you know early on that you needed to go deep into the community? Like, what was the turning point?
Square one. So I remember back in January, as late December, when the governor had set forth plans on when to open up the vaccine to people who weren't just medical professionals and first responders. So that first round, which was essential employees and such, mm-hmm. right? We spoke with Director Bond in the city, Mayor Elliker, and said, we need a place in the city of New Haven that's accessible, that people can get to, but that's also large because we needed scale. Mm-hmm. And we worked closely with New Haven Public Schools, and they said, you know, what about the field house? And I will never forget, it was the Friday before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday. So the Friday before a holiday weekend, a bunch of us, we went down to the field house, looked down that long hallway and said, like, all right, this is enough square footage, this will work. Babs, I kid you not, I came back on Tuesday morning to check it out. They had run electrical, they set up Wi-Fi, they built out an internal locked area that we could keep supplies in, that you would have never known this room didn't exist before we got there. Over a holiday weekend, they just mustered all the troops, work, all. And we were up and running, I think, a week later. At full capacity, we had 22 vaccinators running down a line, just arm after arm. And we were treating upwards of 1,500 patients a day.
Wow. I saw the people coming in. Like, I saw the car, the lot packed. So I saw it, you know. I was like,
7 days a week. Right. And, you know, and then we worked with, while doing that, we started doing outreach events, these mini clinics that we would pop up for a day and then return 3 weeks later, working closely with churches in New Haven, Bridgeport, and New London as well, because our footprint goes out both ways. But we've had great partnerships with houses of worship here locally in order to get into other neighborhoods too. And this has all been in tandem, working with the city's health department and with our partners at Cornell Scott Health and Fairhaven Community Health. I left that weekly meeting that's every Friday at 10 a.m. where all those partners get together and say, you know, what are you doing now? What's next? It's great. And that's been going on for better part of a year and change.
Yeah.
Because you keep hearing the phrase that we're all in this together. We're all living it. You know, Yale New Haven does not exist in a vacuum. We cannot do this without our friends and partners. You know, Cornell Scott Hill Health did a great job covering the Dixwell neighborhood, and Fairhaven Health has Fairhaven as a community on lock. As I'm sure you've seen, that Vaccinate for Haven effort was amazing.
Oh, I know. I watched the door to door. I watched the pop up. I watched it all, and it has been amazing. I've been very proud of the effort of this city around this, and not leaving anybody behind. You know what I mean? Like, how do we reach these people? How do we reach populations? How do we get the hardest of the hardest to get, you know, just constantly trying to like do everything to reach people. I mean, that's been impressive.
There's been teams reaching out to homebound people, you know, folks who can't leave their home for whatever medical reasons. So they're able to literally bring the shot to them, go inside, knock on the door, get the shot, follow up 3 weeks later. That's been going really well in collaboration with the city of New Haven. Homeless outreach. There's a great physician, Leslie Sue, who works for the University of School of Medicine, has the mobile health van that, you know, in previous years, you'd see the Yale Mobile Health Clinic, which often do essentially primary care visits, that they're straight up just doing shots now. They're going, they're doing onesies, twosies. They're in the Hill. They're over at Iris, I think, last week. You know, shots for refugees. I mean, it's important work, and we're all doing it, and it's been great.
So what is the conversation like, Andrew, around, you know, across the country? You're seeing a lull in people getting vaccination.
Right.
And what are other people like? What are people doing to sort of, you know, because I listened to the president talk about trying to get us to, you know, herd immunity, trying to get us to, I mean, you know, America to 70%. I think we're at like 5 or 68%, depending on
who. Countries at like 50%, something like that. I mean, President Biden, to his credit, the huge push to get to 70% by July 4th, right? And he's been saying that since inauguration. His administration has put a ton of money and effort and resources, hence the FEMA vans. That's why we have the FEMA trailer rolling out this week. It's because of those mandates. But to look at the percentage of the country that willingly got the shot, that's done, right? That's the roughly 50 something percent of the country. And in Connecticut, you know, it's a higher percentage, because you tend to see that with more educated state, right? Just population wise. Now the conversation literally it's person by person. If you think about the term personalized medicine, where it really it's almost based on your DNA, right? How they're treating things like other illnesses. You really need to get into the nuts and bolts of why an individual is resistant to the vaccine. One thing to say, as an example, you know, the history in this country with Black and African American people is not good, right? Tuskegee and other horrible things that were done to Black people, right? And that as an umbrella caused the medical community to say, like, all right, there needs to be something that we do as a whole. that was down to the individual. You've got that overlying story, but what's the individual person? And that's a conversation by conversation. That's why you need to start doing, and why we are doing, smaller clinics, being a little more microscopic. It's going to eventually get to the point where general practitioners, you know, primary care physicians, be the ones with, you know, that Pfizer or Moderna in the refrigerator, freezer at their office, and one by one, as you go to make a physical appointment, they're going to say, "Oh, you get the shot yet? Let's talk about that."
Yeah.
That's what it's coming down to. We're essentially there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's harder to do. And it takes a lot of resources. It takes a ton of time.
Oh, I listen, I'm looking forward to this. I want you to, I hope you consider coming back, you know, periodically to keep us updated and to let us know when these go on again. I mean, I know you got this one going on back one in July, you know, and however long you're going to keep this train rolling to the fall.
You know, it's funny, funny, not funny. We're 15, 16 months into this. I never know what's happening until the next week. I mean, not completely, but because we've had to learn to be nimble and to pivot every time a new piece of information comes out, so as the numbers change and as we roll and grow and progress and learn from this, we're learning on the fly. And I think it's getting a little more stable now, thankfully. You know, it's one thing where I say, oh, I get stressed from work changing all the time. I'm not a nurse in the trenches. You know, I work from home most days of the week because everything in my life turned into Zoom, like we're doing now, which is great. I love it. But, you know, how good was it to see your face yesterday?
I know. It's
right?
Great.
Like in person. And as we get back to that, and people are getting more comfortable again with taking the mask off and making assumptions about, like, oh, they must be safe, they must be fine. There are people out there who are carriers who've never got sick. And that's still a reality. And it's possible to pass it on. Possible if you haven't gotten vaccinated, you still get it. And we just need to keep the pressure on and find ways to show people that, you know what, you might have like some temporary discomfort from getting the shot. It's if it doesn't save you, it could be saving grandma. It could be saving your niece. It could be saving, you know, the truck driver you interact with when you play poker. You know, who knows? Right?
Oh, you're
it's
right.
Anybody.
Yeah. Listen, yes, absolutely. Well, I so appreciate you, Andrew, for coming on. It was so good running into you yesterday. And thank you for your support of Long Wharf Theater, of course.
Of course.
That was wonderful. But this is really good work that you're doing, and I'm just I'm impressed, and I just hope that people show up, get their shot, come back and get their second shot, depending on whatever one they get. But if you're between 12 and 17, you know, you're gonna get the Pfizer.
Yeah. And Babs, it means so much that you invited me on the show. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to your listeners for not turning this off when I came on. People, please remember your friends at Yale New Haven Health and Department of Public Health are at Edgewood Park the next 6 days, starting tomorrow, the 12th, going through the 17th. We'd love to see you.
Come are you going to be there every day?
I'm going to be there Saturday, probably Sunday, and then depending on what my schedule is, and I still have my regular job, plus continuing to learn about how to get a memorandum of understanding signed with the city, who's been great, and all the other back of the house stuff. But I'll definitely be there for some of the time. I'll be there early tomorrow to help set up. Look for a nerdy guy. Talks like me, and I'm happy to say hi. And we've got great staff. Doctors.
Wear jeans, Andrew. Like be casual. Don't be in a suit and tie.
Babs, listen, it's a Saturday. I'm not wearing a tie in the park on a Saturday.
All right, I'm just saying. Be
trust
down.
Me. Right, and I'll be wearing khakis. You know, gotta
okay. All right.
It'll be okay. I'll wear sneakers. How about that?
Yeah. Just relax a little bit. It'll be fun. You'll enjoy it.
I do. I will. And you know what? It's really great. And we hope to see people there. Do you mind if I plug one more thing?
Plug away. way.
You know, there's a project that I've worked on for the last 6 years here in New Haven with my colleagues in the primary care program at Yale New Haven. We do this event called Get Healthy, Walk and Talk with the Doc.
I know. I remember when y'all started that.
You plugged this for us back then. So we shut down during COVID. We made it virtual, but we started back up last month. Every Saturday, we meet at 9 a.m. at a New Freedom Missionary Baptist Church. Shouts to Pastor C for allowing us to use the parking lot to meet. And we walk on the canal trail for an hour. Great group of people hang out every Saturday. Every Saturday, we've got at least one physician, usually two, who are there. And there's no white coats, no stethoscopes. We're not studying anybody. We're just there to walk. People ask questions. No copay to ask them a question. and you know, they may not, from a legal perspective, be able to spell deep medical advice. But every week there's a topic that the physicians pick. Actually, Dr. Lily, I always mess up Lily's last name, I'm so sorry. Alisuria, who's a psychiatrist here in New Haven. She's leading the walk. She was on Tom Tilton's show the other morning. And she's really great. And she's going to talk about mental health because it's been challenging for a lot of people last year. So she's covering that topic.
Well, give her my number so she can call me. I'd love to have her on.
Right, I will. I'll connect you guys via email after this.
Connect us. I'd love to have her on too.
Her research really has to do around with access to healthcare, specifically for an urban community of color. And she does really, really great work. And Dr. Richard Ying too will be out there with primary care, and he's joining a bunch of the.
I remember I came to those early walks.
Did you plugged us on the show and everything? Yeah,
yes.
You were
really
great to us, and I appreciate that. And
I want to come back now that I have a new hip, and slated to get a second hip replacement in September. So I'm doing a lot of walking. So
you got to, because you have to keep that stuff up. Otherwise, it makes the recovery go better.
Yes, it does. Exactly. I mean, I had a really good recovery for the first one, but I'm going to be even faster and better, I think, for the second one. So
there you go. Yeah, come join. Yeah, I honestly would be there tomorrow, but I'm going to be setting up at Edgewood. But we've got a great group of people. Some of my favorite. I just have the most laughs on Saturday morning when I join.
Every Saturday morning, and this is in the Newhallville community. This is because I live in Newhallville now. I used to live in Beaver Hill, and downsized my house. So now I live in Newhallville. I'm Babs Rose Ivy that lives on Ivy Street.
Oh, hey, we're right around the corner. So New Freedom is at 280 Star Street. It's right at the corner of Star and Shelton.
I know exactly where it is.
Yep. And just walk up the trail, and you know, you can see all the improvements that have been made to the park right across the street there.
Really, I haven't been on a trail in 2 years, you know, since I have, about two and a half years I haven't been on the trail.
So. Get you out there.
Yeah. So I may have to start making Saturday morning, y'all, my Saturday morning friends.
Oh, and we're fun. I mean, we are fun.
I can imagine. Yeah. I can just about imagine. So
cool.
Thank you, Andrew. I so appreciate your time this morning. And I know people will come out and support come to Edgewood Park starting Saturday.
Saturday the 12th.
Through the 17th from 10 to 5. Music, food, vaccination.
all the things you look for on a summer day.
And free. So yes.
Right. Free.
Free. There's no cost to you for any of it. So get out there. Thank you, Andrew. Enjoy your
weekend. Thank you.
And I will see you in these streets.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you, Harry, for the background. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Harry.
Right. Be well.
Too.
Thanks.
Woo, that's good. That's some good stuff. This is a good Friday, Harry. We've got some good information. We got, you know, arts and ideas going on. You know, June is Pride Month. And great having Patrick and Ala on. Great having Andrew on talking about the vaccination festival starting tomorrow through the 17th at Edgewood Park. 10 to 5. Like, that is a day. That is a day. I'm gonna drag my son out there next week. He can get the J&J shot, one and done.
And there's free food, right?
Free food.
So then you go a Saturday, you go to the park, get free food, get vaccinated.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Yes. Tell my son, listen, I'll take you, I'll go with you. I'll go with you over to Edgewood.
You know, I saw yesterday there was an older lady on that went watching her, but it was an elderly, not an elderly lady, but an older lady, saying that she was triple vaxxed.
Okay, and I don't think triple vax is required, but okay.
I know she got all three. I'm like, okay, I'm not sure that is that healthy.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you.
I don't think she.
That's a question for the.
Did she seem like she was well, Harry? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, she got three, and she said she still didn't feel safe.
I don't think they let you get three, Harry. But
well, you don't say. You go get your Pfizer.
See, you know, some people are just extra, too much. Like what?
But it made me think. I'm like, is it healthy? Should I be getting on the Moderna line now and the Johnson & Johnson line? It is healthy, but it's a little much. I don't know what that's doing to your immune system.
I don't think you need to do that. Right? Like.
Yeah, but.
All right. Well,
but go get vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, go get vaccinated Saturday. It's Saturday through the 17th, right?
And it's a party too. So come on, who doesn't like a party? I'm gonna pop by during the week. I'm not gonna go because I'm gonna be in New York on Saturday, going to check out a gallery exhibit, and then Sunday I'm going to the symphony. So yeah. Other than that, I might pop out there and drag my son over there. Get the J&J. Have a good one, Harry. Have a good weekend. Stay out of trouble.
You too.
Just stay out of trouble, Harry. go get a rental car Saturday.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. Go get a rental. See you Monday.
See you Monday. Oh,